With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Forecasters say a tropical depression over Cuba is growing better organized by the hour and likely to bring drenching rain and flooding to much of Florida's Gulf Coast.
We are expecting the system to strengthen. It is likely to become a tropical storm sometime tonight, and then with continued strengthening, it could be at or near hurricane intensity when it reaches the northern Gulf Coast on Monday.
Jack Bevin with the National Hurricane Center says Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas need to get ready now.
Those rains would cause considerable flash and urban flooding along with river flooding in those areas. Now, not everywhere is going to get that. Those are going to be in certain areas near where the center of the system passes and in some bands nearby. But, yeah, there'll be widespread heavy rains associated with the system, particularly in the early part of next week after the system moves inland over northern Florida and the southeastern United States.
A Ukrainian drone barrage in various Russian cities overnight. The Kremlin says it shot down 75 drones. No word on any casualties. Also at SRNnews.com, a new poll shows Americans trust the Secret Service. At least some do.
Most Americans have doubts about the Secret Service's ability to keep presidential candidates safe after last month's attempt on former President Donald Trump's life. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Only around 3 in 10 Americans are extremely or very confident that the Secret Service can keep the presidential candidates safe from violence before the election. The survey also found that about 7 in 10 Americans think the Secret Service bears at least a moderate amount of responsibility for the assassination attempt. Democrats were far more likely to blame the availability of guns, while Republicans were more likely to blame the Secret Service.
This is SRN News. A best-selling author and pastor has a new temporary assignment. Greg Clugston explains.
Max Lucado is now serving as the interim teaching pastor at Gateway Church in Southlake, Texas, and will continue in the role through the end of the year. He remains a pastor at Oak Hills Church in San Antonio and will preach at both locations this fall. Lucado steps in at Gateway following the recent resignation of founding pastor Robert Morris. He left earlier this summer over allegations that he sexually assaulted a young girl decades ago. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Hundreds of deaf people attending a virtual worship service each week thanks to Deaf Church Online. The digital outreach has a few thousand followers on Facebook. It connects with up to 300 people weekly with views from the United States, Canada, Japan, Australia, and parts of Africa. This is SRN News. Congress has passed a proposal to require the federal government to purchase only American flags that have been completely manufactured in America.
The U.S. imports millions of American flags from overseas, mostly from China. But the sponsors of the proposal said it's time for American flags to originate in the country they represent. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio said the change is more than just symbolic. They believe it will support American jobs and manufacturers while preserving the nation's most recognized banner. John Scott reporting.
Justice Department suing TikTok, accusing the company of violating the children's online privacy law and running afoul of a settlement it had breached with another federal agency. That, by the way, makes it absolutely obvious that parental consent before collecting information on kids under 13. More details at SRNnews.com.